Okay, Sunday morning, 7/9/23. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut, and the title is Stay on Track. The system is broken, the whole system, including the church. As it led you, you will be the change. I'll wait till he finishes so you'll see, look at my face. You will be the change. When you see a wrong, you will be the change by speaking or doing the right. This is how we're going to change things. Let me start over. The system is broken. It's called Stay on Track. The system is broken. The whole system, including the church. As I lead you, you will be the change. When you see a wrong, you will be the change by speaking or doing the right. My body must be the example to follow. Paul said to follow me as I follow Christ. This is what I did, and it began the change that is still advancing. The old guard didn't like it then, and they won't like it now. But do not let that deter you. I began to implement the kingdom of God amid the old covenant being in force. They said I was a blasphemer and a prince of devils. I spoke to the mountains wherever I went, healing the sick, raising the dead, and casting out demons. So many believe that I will change everything in a twinkling of an eye, and I will in due time. But this time, the ushering in of my reign through my body in the earth will not be overnight. I was telling Danny, a lot of people think it's just, oh, we got free energy, so it just everything just switches over immediately. No, they've got to build infrastructure to accommodate it. We're talking years. Even if it happened right now, it'd be years. It will be like it was when I was here, but without the opposition of the enemy to contend with, but what people will have wrong mindsets. The old guard are the hardest to win. Some will come on board and some won't. With my church rising, with my apostles and prophets in place, a good foundation will be laid so that future generations will pick right up with it and all will know me. Eventually, it'll come to that. We got a lot of work to do. Observe how they have changed over the last 9 years. This is how it will be. There will be events that will happen by my spirit that will propel my kingdom forward. Don't try to force anything. Just move with my spirit. The drip of my word has brought mindset changes. Just think about how much you've changed. This is putting the new wine into a new wineskin process. A transformation of this earth will take place. Habakkuk 2:14 says, "For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." How are they going to do that? We're going to be teaching it. That's how Jesus did it. He taught it. Remember when Brother Hagin added to Rhema, I told him prayer and healing, and he added counseling. It seems people want to put in their 2 cents concerning my plan. This is how people get off course, the little foxes that spoil the vine. It says, take us, the little foxes that spoil the vines. It's Ecclesiastes 2:15. This is why from the beginning of your ministries I have cautioned you about David and Saul. Saul disobeyed my orders and said that he didn't. He did not repent. Pride developed and he lost the throne. David disobeyed my orders, but he repented. He humbled himself and fulfilled my plan. All miss it from time to time, but repent, get back on track, and carry on. If you need wisdom, just ask me and I'll tell you. Avoid just doing things because of the pressure or that you just don't know what to do or what else to do. I would have you to wait on me until you hear. Hear my command, but wait for the plan. I have the answers for everything you seek. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God, his plan. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings as eagles. Just keep doing what you have been doing and you will be all right. Stay humble. Repent if you miss it. Get right back on track. I am the promoter and I will make room for you at the right time. I'm going to read a few scriptures here and then we'll be done. Psalms 37. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, or seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil, and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land, and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous, and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. It's just all on how you look at it. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land when the wicked are cut off. Thou shalt see it. I've seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. The salvation of the righteous of the Lord, he is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Great passage of scripture. Thank you, Lord. All right, Acts chapter 10. This is the story of Cornelius and Peter going and taking the gospel to the Gentiles. Think about that. He was an apostle. See, Cornelius is asking the Lord, praying to the Lord. An angel shows up and sends Peter in. And he preaches to him. He goes to him. He preaches to him. And their whole household is saved. This is where it started. See, this is a new beginning. And we have to look at this realistically. And we're thinking, oh, it's going to change like this. No, it's not. People's minds have to be changed. What do you think all this is about? I heard someone talking yesterday about the CDBC, which is the deep state financial stuff that they were going to push on us. They're going to allow that to happen. But it's going to be for a very short time, with the purpose of shaking people out of their lethargy. Just rattle them to their teeth, you know, chatter. Because they need them to have the right mindsets. This is all about Satan's psyop and having people's minds blinded where they can't see the truth. I think this is a scare event. Because that right there probably scared more people than a nuclear weapon. Because some war out there somewhere is not personal. But you touch somebody's money, you can't get any more personal than that. And they'll wake up real quick. They'll be shaking till their teeth rattle because they'll go, oh my God, I can't get my access, my funds, I can't do anything. They're going to let it go on maybe a week or two. And then, you know, everything's mirrored. So it will, they'll get it back. But the point is, they'll be awake. Just like with this bunch. This is where this started in the Gentile church. Peter, a Jew being sent to Gentiles, goes against the grain. That's what happened. All right, Acts 13. They followed the Spirit. Peter followed the Spirit. He had a trance. God said, don't judge, Peter. Don't you call what I say is clean, unclean. Now there were in the church there that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, who was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manon, which was brought up in with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul, and they ministered to the Lord and fasted. The Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed, they laid their hands on them and sent them away. See, the Lord's going to lead this. It'll be by divine design. All right, 16. Acts 16. Verse 6. Now, when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia and were forbidden by the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. You know, the Lord's been speaking to us about David and Saul. And after that, they come to Mysia, then essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. And they were passing by Mysia, came down to Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel unto them. So it was precise. Don't go there. Don't go there. Go there. Not just doing stuff. What you think. See, when you stay on track, God has your back. We're just waiting on the plan. We're waiting for him to tell us what to do, and then we just do it. Okay? Y'all get that? All right.